Well, hey guys, welcome to my daily update video. Today I'm in New York City, and in a minute, hey, I want to share just a really simple key from God's Word I found to live in constant joy. Wouldn't you like to have joy? At times, good things happen in our lives, we're happy. At times, we may have supernatural, sovereign experiences of God's joy, but I think we can learn to access His joy by faith. That's what the Apostle Peter said, and in a moment, I'm going to teach how to do that. Let me put my sunglasses on, that will help me. It's a bright sunny day here, August in New York City. Hey, before I do that, a few quick practicals. If you're new to my YouTube channel, please do hit the subscribe button down there. If you're new to my ministry, my name's Graham Jones. I am a British American living here in New England, part of America, leading a group of churches here. I love Jesus, traveling ministry. And I come to my YouTube channel pretty much every day now with fresh teaching, word from the road, and how to live the Christian life in the overflow of God. A few practicals, hit that subscribe button if you're on YouTube. Want to sign up for our email newsletter below. Thirdly, I want to always say a big thank you to all of the friends and partners of my ministry. We love and appreciate you. And lastly, if you are not yet a Christian, you're not yet a believer in Jesus, drop me a line if you're interested. I'd love to set up a Zoom call, a phone call, a Zoom call with you, and talk to you about what it really means to become a follower of Jesus. Not a churchgoer, not a religious person, but truly to be born of the Holy Spirit. Who is Jesus? What is he? What did he do? What does he want of your life, and how you can meet him? Love to talk to you about that. So, let's talk about joy for a moment, shall we? I think sometimes in the English language, and I am English, we confuse and conflate two different words, happiness and joy. And I think, although, you know, God's not into semantics and he doesn't pick on us if we say the wrong word, I think at times it would behoove us to really understand there's a difference. There is a difference between, you know, happiness comes from happenings. Happiness comes from happenstance. Happiness comes from some external that happens in your life that you like or appreciate or perceive as being good for you. And when good things happen to us, we feel happy. Everybody's happy now. And to be honest, most of us in our lives, it's like we go and you can plot the course of our life and our soul of how we are feeling based on what's happened externally to us or what's not happening externally to us. And great, enjoy it if you can. But I think joy is a completely other thing. I think joy comes from heaven. Psalm 16 says, in his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. The Bible says he makes us drink of the river of his joy. He says he put joy in our hearts more than when the grain and the new wine abounds. Jesus said in John 16, he said, these things, my word, have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might overflow. Jesus said in John 16, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. Bad things will happen. Stuff will hit the fan. In the world, you will have tribulation. And then he said, stop, but don't end there. Be of good cheer. He said, literally, be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. So I believe God wants to give us a joy that has nothing to do with the externals around us. Like a joy like Paul and Silas had in Acts 16. We're in the prison cell and, you know, everything's going wrong. And they access an inner joy. And I just want to share with you how to do that. Again, I think at times, probably all of us have had moments where we've been touched by the Holy Spirit and it's like we're overflowing in joy, but so often we lose those things. And I believe we can learn the principles of how to stay there. Let me read from the first epistle of Peter. Peter, 1 Peter 1, he talks in verse 7, 1 Peter 1, 7, the genuineness of your faith being more precious than gold, though it perishes, is tested by fire that it may be to the result in praise and glory and honor, the revelation of Jesus Christ. I'll come back to this, but Peter's talking about trials, tribulations, things you're gonna go through. He talks in 1 Peter 4:14, he says, rejoice when you go through tribulation because the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. And we can actually find joy in the midst of tribulation when there's no external happiness to access there. And then he says in verse 8, although you have not seen Jesus, most of us have not physically seen Jesus. He says, although you've not seen him, you love him. Why? Because faith is the evidence of things not seen. He says, although you've not seen Jesus, you really do love him. And although you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your soul. I'm reading in the ESV, which is not my favorite translation, but the King James and the New King James says, you believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and overflowing in glory. So I want you to see four things here that really help you. Number one, you've got joy in heaven. Right now, you are connected. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says you are absolutely joined one with Jesus. And Jesus is full of joy right now. You say, how do I know that? Well, he lives in God's presence, and his presence is fullness of joy. Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despised the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, Hebrews 12. Jesus is full of joy right now, and you are one with him. So in heavenly places, we have joy. Key number one. Number two, often we don't see or feel that joy, or the things we do see and feel don't, you know, solicit joy in us. What we've got to do is believe, and we've got to believe that we have joy. We've got to believe we have a reason to be joyful, and that's where faith comes in. So everything around me, like Paul and Silas in prison, can be wrong, but I can have faith in God's word. So believing, okay? You're not gonna step into a life of joy unless you're truly a believer. You are a believer, but you need to practice believing. And when we believe, we don't believe in some vague, fuzzy, etherical thing. We believe in God's word, believing. And then he says, you rejoice. It's interesting, catch this, guys. We have joy, and yet the Bible says many times in the New Testament, in the imperative, in the commandment form of the verb, you rejoice. Paul uses it like a command, rejoice in the Lord always. And then he says, again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. And rejoicing is something we do. With joy, we draw waters from the wells of salvation. So I have joy. By faith, I believe that. And then I begin to rejoice. And at times, I think we've actually got to make this as granular as just practicing, whatever that might mean, clapping your hands, raising your hands, saying, God, you're a good God and I rejoice in you. And sometimes your soul is going, no, we don't. I'm really bored. I'm feeling depressed today. The Bible says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Put on the oil of joy for mourning. And we need to learn to rejoice by faith without feelings. And if you will rejoice by faith without feelings, you'll get the feelings. If you'll rejoice by faith, what will happen is the end result of your faith will come, which is the salvation of your soul. Now, this is salvation of our soul in the fullness of time and eternity. But God actually wants to save your soul right now. He wants your soul here on the earth in Times Square to experience what I have in heavenly places right now. So I want you to catch that. Key number one, believe. You've got joy. Number two, you've got to believe it. Exercise your faith. Number three, rejoice. Do something. Engage. It doesn't really matter so much what you do, but rejoice.
Rejoice.
Yeah, heaven wants you to rejoice like a command. And what that will do will actually produce, it will pull the salvation, the soteria, the saving of your soul into your natural life. So rejoice in the Lord always, in the city, in the field, going in, coming out, when you rise up, when you go to bed. This is the day the Lord has made. What should we do? Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Selah. Thanks for watching, guys. Hey, do hit the subscribe button there. Check out the playlist of all my updated videos. Should be here around about now. And drop me a line. I would love to hear from you in Jesus' name. Bye for now.